Welcome back to the program. It is a Tuesday as we continue toward week 10 now of college football season. We've seen a lot of great action, lots of great games last week, and we have a number of them to come this week. But one in particular that I think everyone will be focused on, and that, of course, will be taking place in Tuscaloosa Saturday night between Alabama and LSU. We will talk about that at length this week with all of our guests, as well as possibly some more guests on the program as we work toward Friday, and then Saturday, of course, the game. Today is Tuesday, which means that I am joined here by the college football professor, who has some thoughts on college football to this point.
Thank you, Jacob. It's show and tell time in college football. Most teams have had their midterm exams, and now they move toward finals. We read all the resumes back in August. We have watched the performances on the field. Jacob, no sport does it better than college football. We have East and West clashes. Teams from the South invade the North. And then there are the border wars and conference competition. Best against best. Out of all of this, there emerges championship teams. Some want to prefab or manipulate or control the flow of a sport like college football. In August, Jacob, none of us thought that a major piece of the fabric of the 2011 football championship would take place in Atlanta, Georgia, when Clemson played Georgia Tech. After Texas Tech defeated Oklahoma, we were counting the wins that Texas Tech would have. Iowa State beat them the next week, 41-7. A couple of wounded giants, Ohio State and Southern Cal, rose up as major obstacles for contenders. Wow, what a season.
It has been. The top five of the BCS released this week. LSU remains number one. Alabama is number two. Oklahoma State remained unbeaten as they cruised to a victory over Baylor. I mean, really destroyed the Bears there. They're number three. Stanford is four. Boise State is five. And from the SEC, Arkansas is seven. South Carolina is nine. Georgia is 18, rather, and Auburn is 22. You have any other thoughts on where we are to this point?
Well, you know, as we look back, I guess you would say, Jacob, that South Carolina, an ugly team, keeps winning.
Yeah, they really do.
Oklahoma State is building a strong resume. Kansas State and Clemson fell by the wayside. Oklahoma moved back into contention. This is college football.
You look at those losses, and Oklahoma, if you want to go strictly by losses, LSU beat Oregon. Oklahoma lost to Texas Tech at home. Arkansas lost to Alabama. South Carolina, of course, lost to Auburn. So if you want to judge by loss, I don't know that Oklahoma would be at the top of the heap of the one-loss teams, if you want to judge by who beat them.
They probably not, but I think the old eye test says that they might be moving up that way. They're not there yet, of course.
They'll get their chance, though, I think, at the end of the year when they play Oklahoma State.
I think so.
All right, well, let's move into power rankings.
Well, you know, in the conference, they haven't changed that much. I still have Alabama 1, LSU 2, Arkansas 3, Georgia, and South Carolina.
1A and 1B, I would agree with you on Alabama and LSU. Arkansas, definitely third. Really impressed with what the Hogs have done. And you know, South Carolina keeps winning. I said last week I had to put them ahead of Georgia because they beat them, and they may get beat by Tennessee. Well, they didn't. They went into Knoxville and won the game. So I still have to put South Carolina ahead of Georgia. I know Georgia looks great, and I think it was a huge win over Florida, although the game had some serious issues on both sides. But I think Georgia, huge win for Mark Richt there against Florida. But still, South Carolina won in Athens, so I have to give South Carolina 4, Georgia 5.
I certainly cannot argue with that. And as we look at the national picture, again, I'm putting Alabama number 1 in the SEC. I'm putting LSU number 1 in the national picture. And Alabama 2, Oklahoma State 3. I think that order is pretty solid. And then the questions come. But I'm going to put it Boise, then Stanford.
Yeah, I'm just not going to be able to agree with you on Boise being in the top five. I would put all of those one-loss teams, you can just pick from who could be the fifth team for me, not Boise. Boise nearly lost to Air Force a couple of weeks ago. They had a bye last week, so Boise, they're never going to find too much love for my camp.
It's interesting as we approach this coming weekend, Jacob, as I've really thought about it, now we've got some intriguing games, but other than the Alabama-LSU game, this is not one of the great weekends for college football. Right. Now, I do have two or three games that are of note, South Carolina-Arkansas, Kansas State-Oklahoma State. How do you see that Kansas State-Oklahoma State?
It's going to be interesting. I haven't really decided which team I'm favoring. I guess if we're picking that one, I will in the next couple of minutes. But I'm going back and forth on that one because you saw what Oklahoma State is capable of doing Saturday when they just dismantled Baylor. But Kansas State, on the other hand, didn't look so great. But I've seen the Big 12 so many years. These two teams could look completely different next Saturday, and you could see Kansas State run all over Oklahoma State.
That's right. And I guess that would be why we would have to look at Texas A&M Oklahoma as a big game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. No question about it.
And then in the East, the Pitt-Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
It doesn't ring a bell with us, but it could be a big factor in what happens with the bowls and with the Big East and things of that nature.
Let's look at our games.
All right, let's do that. Now, first of all, Jacob, last week, the old professor, he went 9-1. And up to this date, we're 78-12. That's 86.6%.
Wow. Both of us?
Well, we do this as a team, even though we differ
okay.
a little bit. I think I last you. Week we differed. I think you...
I picked New Mexico.
You picked New Mexico. I told you then that was a loss for you, so you went out of the studio knowing you were already down one. And then...
By the way, that's Boise's last game of the year against New Mexico, so they'll get a test.
And I'm not sure how you went with the... I know you were right with the Georgia win. You picked Georgia to beat Florida. That's the
I thought it would be a little bit more impressive than it was.
It was. Well, I never thought it would be a great game, but Florida, I picked Florida over Georgia, so I was wrong. But on the other hand...
Well, you're almost right. I mean, Florida had the speed. They just... Georgia, I think, was the better team, but Georgia continues to shoot themselves in the foot every chance they get.
Another thing I would have to say, though, is that... In those predictions, we were able to pick two undefeated who were defeated. Georgia Tech, of course, defeated Clemson.
Right.
And Oklahoma defeated Kansas State.
Well, I think you and I really had a feeling about the – of course, I picked Kansas State in that one, but in the other one, I think you and I both had a feeling that Georgia Tech was going to win, and boy, did they. They really handed it to Clemson.
If it's all right with you, Jacob, we'll go through our picks, and then at the end – we'll talk more in depth about the Alabama and Louisiana game.
That's fine.
First game is South Carolina at Arkansas.
My goodness. Start off with a bang.
Arkansas is 7-1, and so is South Carolina. Last year, Arkansas won this game 41-20. I'm going to pick Arkansas.
Yeah, I am too. And it's played in Fayetteville. It's going to be a night game, ESPN. They will have people in South Carolina watching this game, and they will have people in Arkansas watching this game. I'm not sure many other people are going to be watching this game, at least after the first hour, because it is opposite the Alabama and LSU game after 7 o'clock. But I'm going to take Arkansas. I like them better as a team, but, hey, South Carolina just continues to win.
The next game is Vanderbilt at Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's odd, Jacob, that both of these teams are 4-4.
Yeah.
Florida has won the last 20. They've won 20 straight over Vanderbilt. The last time Vanderbilt beat Florida was in 1988. I'm going to pick Florida to win this game.
Well, Vanderbilt has had opportunities to get some upsets. They had it against Georgia, and they had it again Saturday against Arkansas, missed a field goal. Really unfortunate thing there. And I thought they had a great chance of winning that game. I thought they were going to win, but they didn't. Well, this week I believe they will get that win. And to get to bowl eligibility status, they're going to need to pull an upset of some team or beat both Kentucky and Wake Forest. Now, I think Kentucky, they can probably win that game. Wake Forest, I'm not so sure. But I think they'll get the extra win aside from Kentucky this weekend when they beat Florida. in Gainesville.
Our next game is LSU at Alabama. Now, the average margin of victory...
You're asking me to pick this game?
That's right.
My goodness.
The average margin of victory for these two teams. Alabama's average margin of victory is 32 points. LSU average margin of victory is 27. I'll give you more of details later when we go to Chalk Talk, but just for now, I'm going to simply say that I'm going to pick Alabama to win this game.
Well, man, this is one that we've talked about for so long, and now that it's the reality has hit me that I have to make a choice because the game is actually going to be played this weekend, it's rather difficult to do. But I've been thinking about this game for a while, and I've come to the conclusion that I think Alabama at home... And I can't say one good thing about Alabama without it sounding like it's a negative toward LSU, and there really are no negatives about either team. So I think it's going to be a great contest. But if I have to flip a coin, I'm going to have to go with a home team, and that's Alabama. So for that reason alone, I'll take the Crimson Tide.
All right, and another difficult one for you is New Mexico State at Georgia. Now Georgia's 6-2 with wins over Florida, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee. Well, New Mexico State is 3-5, coming off of losses to Hawaii and Nevada. I'm going to pick Georgia.
Well, I guess picking this New Mexico team would be just about as idiotic as picking last week's New Mexico team, and I fell on my face on that one. So I'm going to take Georgia this time. I think Mark Rick's team can get this one.
The next one is a difficult pick. Maybe rather than saying who's going to win, we ought to say who's going to lose. That's Ole Miss at
my
Kentucky.
Goodness.
Now, here's the interesting thing. The visitor is 2 wins and 8 losses since 1987 in this game. The University of Kentucky is 2-7 since 1990. So I'm going to have to say that I'll pick Ole Miss to beat the Kentucky Wildcats.
Well, Kentucky, of course, has 3 wins on the year. Ole Miss has 2. It's at Kentucky. So, when you give the fact that Kentucky's won a game that Ole Miss, more games than Ole Miss has, it's at Kentucky. Kentucky, you know, they were competitive against Mississippi State. I guess it's good when you're being competitive against Mississippi State. So, I'm gonna take Kentucky. It's at home. I don't know why. I just think Ole Miss has been beaten up these last couple of weeks. So, I'll take Kentucky.
Well, speaking of Mississippi State that Kentucky lost to last week, Mississippi State goes from the frying pan into the fire. They will be taking on Tennessee Martin. This is the first meeting. The Skyhawks will come to Starkville, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Mississippi State.
Yeah, I believe I'll stick with them.
The next game is Middle Tennessee at Tennessee. Now, here's an interstate rivalry going to be taking place. The second time they've met, actually, and the University of Tennessee won the first one 26-3 in 2002. I'm going to say in 2011 they win their second one.
Well, I think Middle Tennessee will come from Nashville to Knoxville, and I think they will play Tennessee a very close game. And I think Tennessee will win this game, but very, very close. Look for this one to be competitive going into the fourth quarter.
And the next game is Kansas State at Oklahoma State. Kansas State 7-1, Oklahoma State 8-0. Kansas State has not won in Stillwater since 1999. Their last trip, when Oklahoma State kicked a field goal with 2 seconds left in to win in 2007. I'm going to pick Oklahoma State.
This is one of those got you either way picks. Kansas State, it just perfect for them to get the victory. They were beaten so badly last week, and Oklahoma State, of course, right now is invincible as they just trounce Baylor. But I just can't go against the Pokes at home. I'm going to have to take Oklahoma State, but I do so almost with the knowledge that Kansas State is going to win this game.
The next game is Louisville at West Virginia. West Virginia is 10-2 in the series against Louisville. Now, I guess the question is, will this series end, or will Louisville go to the Big 12 to continue the series? Whatever they do, I'm picking West Virginia.
Well, this used to be a rivalry until West Virginia regressed a little bit and Louisville completely faded into oblivion. I'm going to take West Virginia. It's at home. I'm going to take the Mountaineers in this one pretty big.
The last game is Boise State at UNLV. Now, this series, Jacob, is tied 3-3. Each team has won 3 in the series. But Boise is 0-3 at UNLV. So Boise goes to UNLV where they've never won. I'm going to say they break their losing streak and they'll win this game over UNLV.
Well, the rubber stamp convention, better known as Boise State's schedule, continues. And yes, they will easily get the victory over UNLV. And yeah, they'll right the wrongs that, that, like you said, if they got a losing streak against them, they'll probably use that as motivation as we move forward. Well, let's move to the Chalk Talk, and I see some crimson and purple on the page. I can only imagine what we're going to talk about today as we head into this major college football weekend.
This is going to be a great game, or at least it has all the makings for a great game. Jacob, I guess we can look at two common opponents, Florida and Tennessee, and we see the outcome is pretty much the same. And we also can see that LSU played Florida at home, and they played Tennessee on the road. Alabama played Tennessee at home and Florida on the road. I mean, this is going to be the same song all the way through. But let's look at some of the numbers. Now, numbers don't win a game, but they might tell us something. And let's just think about this for a minute. On offense, now, Alabama has gained in eight games, they've gained 3,661 yards. LSU has gained 2,977 yards. In points, LSU has scored 314 points. Alabama has scored 315 points. Alabama has 175 first downs, LSU 166, so Alabama has a plus 9. In rushing yardage, Alabama has a plus 40 per game. In passing yardage, Alabama has a plus 45. So that gives Alabama on offense a plus 85 per game for the year. Let's look at defense. Now, rushing defense per game, Alabama has a 32-yard advantage. They've held their opponents to 44.9 yards rushing, LSU to 76.6. Now, Jacob, you'd agree that 76.6 is a very good record.
It is.
And passing, Alabama's held their opponents to 135.6 yards per game, while LSU has held their opponents to 174.8. There again, that gives Alabama a 71-yard advantage in the yardage given up in eight games.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take this thing one step further. Now, let's look at the common opponents. Now, rather than are the opponents, and rather than trying to figure out what the teams outside of the conference look like, each team has played five opponents within the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that two of those are common opponents. But if we took the five SEC opponents, the five opponents, those five teams through the year has given up 1,051 points to the opponents for Alabama. The opponents for LSU have given up 950 points. So that gives Alabama a 101-point advantage. In rushing yardage, the Alabama opponents in five games, all their other games, they've given up 5,449 rushing yardage. That gives LSU, there have run for 6,105. That gives LSU a 858-yard advantage in the rushing yards that their opponents have gained. Passing yardage, Alabama has an advantage of 1,064. Now, on defense, those five teams in all their games, Alabama would have an advantage of 12 points given up. Rushing yardage, Alabama has an advantage of 108 yards. In passing yardage, LSU has an advantage of 26 yards. So if we look at the opponent's total difference, we would see that Alabama would have an advantage in the offense that those five teams in all their games would have accumulated. Alabama would have an advantage of 209 yards. And on defense, Alabama would have a minus 94 over LSU. Now look at the national ranking. Nationally, ranking yards gained, Alabama's number 23. on offense. And LSU is number 76. On defense, Alabama's number 1. LSU's number 3. If you take the kickoff and punt return yards, then Alabama has gained 46 more yards on those combined totals. LSU's punter has punted 38 more yards than Alabama's punter. So when you look at all that, and I gave value to each one of those, I came to the conclusion that in first downs, I'm going to give Alabama a value of 1. In the total yards gain, I'm giving Alabama a value of 4. In defense, I'm giving Alabama a value of 3. And in on punt yards, I'm giving LSU a value of 1. So that makes it 8-1. Then I'm giving Alabama a 2-point advantage being at home. That gives Alabama 10. I'm going to give LSU a 1-point advantage for their non-conference games. So what did I come to? I come to the fact that Alabama will defeat LSU by 8 points on Saturday.
Wow. Well, I think you could look a lot of places and not find it analysis that in-depth about this upcoming game. But there will certainly be those who try to analyze the game from every angle. ESPN Game Day, I believe, is coming down on Thursday. And, of course, the hype machine is in full gear by now, as they've had 2 weeks to hype this game with the off weeks. So we'll certainly chronicle it here on BunSports.com, as we always do. Professor, great stuff, and I look forward to getting your thoughts about this game in retrospect next week.
Thank you, and it's always, again, I say, it's a great sport, college football.
It is. It's the best. So we'll be back tomorrow. Robert McElroy will be with us to talk about Auburn and other issues, and we'll continue throughout the week leading up to the big game on Saturday. Have a good day.